A Bewitching Halloween by Loughlight 501, read by Cookie Mom 6067.
Papa! Papa! Papa!
Paolo turned just in time to catch his bundle of joy, and suddenly found himself with an arm full of brightly colored witch.
Oh, Principessa, you can't wear your costume tonight. It'll get too dirty.
I know, Papa, Italia said with an innocent smile. But I want Majid to see my costume.
Oh, yes, of course.
Paolo had to bite the inside of his cheek to keep from smiling too much. Majid had become Italia's favorite person in the world. Of course he had to see her costume.
You can show him and then go change before we carve pumpkins.
Yes, Papa.
Majid was coming over tonight to carve pumpkins with them, and he'd agreed to go trick-or-treating with them on Monday. He'd made a joke about needing at least two adults to keep an eye on Italia's candy consumption, although if Italia hadn't eaten too much candy and thrown up on Majid, Paolo probably wouldn't have found the courage to talk to such a beautiful man. Halloween would be the first anniversary of their first meeting and their first kiss, and to be perfectly honest, he had started to fall in love with Majid that very first night.
Italia, tesoro, I wanted to talk to you about something before Majid gets here, he started.
Moving to the couch, he put his miracle down and crouched down in front of her.
I want to ask you something, and it's okay for you to say no, okay?
Okay, Papa,
Italia chirped.
I was thinking about asking Majid if he wanted to live here with us. What do you think?
For 1 second, Italia didn't say anything. But the silence didn't last. Italia squealed with joy and threw herself into Paolo's arms.
Oh, yes, Papa. I love Majid. I want him to live here with us.
All right, Principessa, but I still need to ask him. I just wanted to make sure that you were okay with it.
It still stunned him that Italia wasn't embarrassed that he was gay. She was completely nonplussed by it, happily announcing that her friend's moms were lesbians.
You are the most important person to me in the world, and I never want you to feel uncomfortable in your own home.
Papa,
Italia rolled her eyes with all the passion and drama of her mother.
I love Majid. He gives the best piggyback rides.
He gasped with mock horror.
I thought I gave the best piggyback rides.
His miracle batted her eyelashes up at him.
You give the best kisses, Papa.
He knew that she was manipulating him, but he wasn't a strong man where his daughter was concerned. He leaned forward to give her a kiss.
You're my angel, Italia.
No, Papa, I'm a witch,
she retorted, absolutely serious.
Yes, I'm so sorry. The scariest, spookiest witch in the world.
Anything else they might have said got cut off by the knock on the door and a wild squeal from Italia.
Majid, Majid, Majid!
Italia, remember, let me answer the door.
That would be one nice thing about Majid living with them. Italia was always so happy for Majid to visit that she forgot she wasn't allowed to answer the front door. The smile that had been on his face died before he even had the door fully open. What if Majid didn't want to move in with them? The panic reached up through his chest to choke his throat. While they spent the night together more often than not, they hadn't spoken about them living together. What if Majid didn't want to move in with a neurotic boyfriend and his toddler? It would break Italia's heart. Cazzo, he should have spoken to Majid before Italia.
Majid, Majid, do you want to live with us?
Italia's voice broke through Paolo's panic spiral, and his eyes went wide in horror. Majid's eyebrow quirked up as he lifted Italia into his arms and turned to smile at Paolo.
"What's this?" he asked. "Papa wants you to live here, and me too,"
Italia continued.
"Is that right?"
Majid asked, looking pointedly at Paolo. Meanwhile, Paolo's mouth had gone suddenly dry.
"Italia," he choked, "now that Majid has seen your costume, why don't you get changed so we can carve pumpkins?"
Completely oblivious to the chaos she had created, Italia hopped out of Majid's arms, did a little twirl, and ran off to her room.
Of course, that meant that Paolo is now alone with Majid, and his voice still wasn't working.
Paolo?
Majid, ever so patient, stepped forward to wrap his arms around Paolo's waist. Do you want me to move in? Based on the heat, he had to imagine that his face was bright red. Dio mio. His voice still wasn't working, but he managed a shy nod. Majid's smile was breathtaking and eased some of the panic from Paolo's chest. The stress evaporated altogether when Majid closed the distance and pressed their lips together. It was hard to think, let alone worry, when Majid was kissing his brains out. This time, Majid went for soft and sensual, licking into the corners of his mouth while he held Paolo firmly against him. When they finally parted, Paolo could breathe again. "I would love to live with you, Paolo," Majid murmured.
"Really?
I love you, Hayati. I love Italia. Nothing would make me happier than to live with you both." It didn't matter that they'd been saying the words for months. It never failed to make Paolo's heart flutter when Majid said that he loved him. Majid loved him. With all his baggage, neuroses, and problems, Majid didn't care. He loved every piece of him.
"I love you too, Majid. It would make me really happy if you lived here with us."
"I think Italia is going to be really upset if I move in," Majid joked, an adorable dimple forming in his cheek. Paolo burst into laughter and had to cover his mouth. "Oh, yes, absolutely heartbroken." As if she heard him, a giggling blur of energy barreled into the room and their legs. With an ease that wrapped around Paolo's heart, Majid swooped her up and onto his hip while he kept his other arm wrapped tight around Paolo. It felt amazing, like a real family, for the three of them to be connected like this. "So, Italia, do I get your room? Are you going to sleep in the living room?" Majid joked, tickling her side. Italia giggled wildly.
"No, you stay with Papa."
"How is that fair? You're the smallest one."
"You're silly."
"Yes, he is," Paolo agreed, pinching Majid on the side.
"If you're going to live here," Italia said, suddenly serious, "you need to dress up for Halloween."
"Is that right?" Majid said, looking over at Paolo. This was absolutely news to Paolo, who wasn't planning on dressing up either, but he wasn't exactly going to let his boyfriend off the hook. So instead, he schooled his face and nodded at Majid. "That sounds very reasonable."
"Uh-huh."
Majid narrowed his eyes, so Paolo searched his brain for a distraction.
"Ready for pumpkin carving?"
Paolo asked.
"Yay, jack-o'-lanterns!"
Italia cheered and wiggled down to the floor.
"Jack-o'-lanterns,"
Paolo called after her.
"Maybe I want to negotiate the sleeping arrangements," Majid whispered.
"What kind of perks am I getting?"
"Shh,"
Paolo hushed him. Not that Italia could hear from the other room, but his face was rapidly turning crimson.
"We can discuss sleeping arrangements once Italia is asleep."
"I think I might be able to negotiate better terms now, though," Majid whispered and slid his hand down to cradle his ass. Paolo lost his voice again, but this time it was on a squeak.
"Papa, I have the knife."
That firmly redirected the blood back to his brain. Majid and he both sprinted to the kitchen, where they found Italia proudly holding the still-closed carving kit.
"Thank you, Principessa. Why don't you work with Majid to sketch out the design you want on the pumpkin while I open this? Come on, Habibti."
Majid sent one relieved smile over to Paolo when he guided Italia over to the dining table. He really hoped that Majid wasn't regretting his decision to move in, because Paolo was starting to appreciate the benefits of having two adults to watch over one child. 4 days later.
"Okay, Italia. Now how many pieces of candy are you allowed to eat?"
"3.
"Okay, how many fingers is that?"
It was a good thing he asked, because Italia held up all 5 of her fingers. Paolo smiled before patiently pushing down 2 of them.
3 is this many, Principessa."
"Papa," she rolled her eyes, "I promise not to throw up this year."
"That is very nice. I just don't want your tummy to hurt. Remember how icky you felt last year?"
"Yeah," Italia mumbled.
She stared at the floor and fiddled with the bag. But when she looked up, she had a little smile on her face.
"When is Majid coming?"
"He should be here soon," he said. "Now again, how many pieces of candy are you allowed to eat tonight?" Italia held up three fingers right as the knock sounded at the door.
"Majid! Majid!"
Majid was planning on moving in the following weekend. He'd stayed over every night since they'd carved jack-o'-lanterns, but he had needed to go to his own apartment before trick-or-treating. Paolo was already counting down the days until Majid was officially living there. Opening the door, he said, "Hello,
Madre de Dio, what are you wearing?"
Paolo could just about see the steam coming out of Majid's ears as he took in Paolo's uncostumed appearance. But that only added to the effect. Majid was dressed in his trademark tight black shirt and black jeans, but he'd added cat ears and had drawn a black nose and whiskers on his face.
"I was told that costumes were mandatory," Majid growled between clenched teeth.
"Oh, amore, I love you so much," Paolo said, desperately trying to hold back laughter. Italia had no such compunction. She burst into laughter before wrapping her arms around Majid's legs.
"I love you, too. You look so good."
Biting his lip, Paolo nodded.
"You do look very good. Such a pretty kitty."
A smile slowly split over Majid's lips. "You know, it just so happens that I was worried that this might happen." Reaching behind him, Majid produced another set of cat ears and an eyeliner pencil. "Now we can both be pretty kitties." Paolo's smile died instantly. Italia always tried to get him to dress up, but so far he'd been successful in effectively distracting her. He wouldn't be so lucky tonight. With great reluctance, Paolo grabbed the cat ears and slipped them on.
"Oh, we aren't done," Majid said, smiling a little too widely.
He held up the eyeliner and guided Paolo into the bathroom. A few minutes later, Paolo had a matching black nose and whiskers to Italia's absolute delight. It was hard to be too upset or embarrassed when both Italia and Majid looked so damned happy. They could have a lifetime of this, a lifetime of laughter and jokes, a lifetime of dressing up on Halloween, a lifetime of happy partner and happy child, a lifetime of family.
"Papa, are you crying?"
His eyes were undeniably damp, but it would be too difficult to try to explain to Italia about happy tears.
"No, tesoro, I'm just allergic to cats. I'm making my eyes water."
"You're so silly, papa,"
Italia giggled, but Majid sent him a knowing smile over her head. He had his own complicated relationship with family and was just as grateful for their own little found family. Clearing his throat, he smiled brightly before he said,
"Okay, Italia, grab your trick-or-treat bag. Andiamo."
Majid didn't say anything. He just leaned over and pressed his lips to Paolo's in a sweet and claiming kiss. It was a promise of more, not just of what might happen after Italia was in bed and asleep, but of the next day and the next night, a promise of many good night and good morning kisses.
"I love you,"
he whispered when they parted.
"I love you too."
"I'm ready,"
Italia announced. They both grabbed one of her hands, holding her between them as they walked out the door. A happy little family, getting ready for the first Halloween together.
"All right, Italia," Majid said as they started for the stairs. "Now, how much candy are you allowed to eat?"
Italia planted her hands on her hips with all the attitude and sass of a teenager.
"Papa already talked to me."
Majid winced and smiled at Paolo.
"My apologies, Habibti. We trust you."
Italia definitely snuck more than three pieces of candy that night, but between both Paolo and Majid, they were able to cut her off before she made herself sick. After a long night of trick-or-treating, the world's most adorable witch fell asleep with a smile on her face. So did her two black cats. The end.